The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Monday, already the second day of March 2020, and joining me from the wonderful state of Florida, Stephen Elkins. Well, I'm just fascinated. How much longer is Bloomberg going to be in there throwing away millions of dollars? You know, he's not gotten one stupid vote.
He's willing to spend $2 billion of his $56 billion fortune.
Did you
catch it, John, on the debates that they were airing Michael Bloomberg ads, political ads during the debate? Did you catch that?
Well, click on anything on YouTube, my friend, and guess what you're going to get? You're going to get a Bloomberg ad whether you want it or not. It doesn't allow you to duck out of it or skip the ad. You get a full in-your-face Bloomberg ad.
Yeah. Well, that was totally illegal. You're having a debate, and you're playing a very biased commercial for one candidate, not all the candidates, but one candidate. I'm surprised they got away with that, and nobody made a stink about it, but they should have.
Well, politics being what they are nowadays, I mean, think about this. You got a homosexual running. You got a self-proclaimed socialist running. Right. You've got a I know nothing, I can't talk straight, and I haven't been able to do that for years, Mr. Biden. Right. Who else did you have there? Who else did you have?
Well, you got Warren, and she's whacked out. She's just a very angry, bitter woman. You know, Tulsi Gabbard, I wonder now that the three have dropped out, John, do you think Tulsi Gabbard will be invited to the debates?
Probably not. She hasn't gotten any votes either.
Well, I know she's very low on the totem pole. But in all honesty, she's the only one, when she does speak, she actually kind of makes some sense for a Democrat. So.
Well, and she does. And I've watched her. I've not talked to any great length about Tulsi Gabbard. But yeah, every once in a while, she'll speak truth. And that's still not garnering any votes. So who are the Democrats today in this world? People that just want free handouts, want their lives managed more by government, want to take the hollow promises? I mean, come on. I am so sick and tired of this whole idea, Steve, that's been pushed for so many damn years. First, it was through law enforcement. Well, we got to have federal forces out there crossing across state lines to enforce federal law. Well, wait a minute. Why do we have the federal law here to begin with? Well, that's so we can have our federal courthouses in each and every one of your states. And they've done this. First, it was through the crime thing. You know, the FBI. You know, at one time, the FBI weren't even allowed to have guns. Right. Well, we did a little switcheroo here, and well, we gave them policing powers, and they can bust into anybody's house now. Hey, folks, think about this. Here's a group of people that didn't have the ability to cross a state line and do any damn thing in any state whatsoever. Now, still to this day, the FBI, while you're at work trying to eke out some sort of a life in this country anymore, the FBI can be at your house going through your wife's underwear drawer, and they don't even have to leave you a calling card. All of our information is still being scooped up by these wonderful social platforms and through the government, through the telecommunications companies. All this information is still being gathered on the American people. Why? Why? Steve, are you a terrorist?
No.
I'm not either. All I want is the rule of law and the Constitution. What does that make me? Exactly. A deplorable, according to Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
Yeah. God, I'm...
By the way, John, I just got a news flash. The Me Toos have gone after MSNBC host Chris Matthews, 74, resigns live on air after GQ columnist revealed that he made a sleazy remark about falling in love with her when she was a guest on Hardball. So they have taken down Bill O'Reilly, and now they're taking down Chris Matthews.
Well, wait a minute. But Chrissy Matthews had a crush on a female?
I guess.
And that's grounds for, they ought to applaud the guy. At least he's going after the right sex.
Yeah. I don't know. This is dangerous territory here that the Me Toos can make accusations and allegations, and looking too long at a woman is sexual, and you could be punished for it or lose your job over it.
Oh, you know, that's the way we were created. You know,
exactly. That's why we're here. That's why there's a population. Right.
Unfortunately.
If I was busted for looking, my God, I'd never be employed. You see an attractive nurse on the floor, you look. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm not going to make a comment, but if I see an attractive woman, I'm going to look.
Steve, do you want to tell the listeners what nice picture you sent over to me the other day and suggested that I go back to the pet shop to talk to that girl?
That was pretty funny.
Yeah. Pretty funny.
The leap year. That's right.
The problem is that people's attention is always driven back to what? Sex, 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 sex.
That's right.
And they're pushing it to the point now that, well, we've got to go into the schools to tell our children that, you know, they have a choice of what sex they can be and how you act and how you dress.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Well, you know, I mentioned down here in Florida, I emphasized a case, and I actually made an addendum to that argument. Down here in Florida, $128 billion by corporations are being given to charter schools, private schools down here. And somebody has made the issue, the LGBTQ has come out and said that targeted these corporations for giving money to these institutions because, well, they shouldn't, because these institutions, these teaching institutions are private, and they are discriminating against the LGBTQ, the gay child. And they're not at all. I haven't heard any children stepping up and saying I'm being threatened or this and that. It's simply the LGBTQ is speaking up for the gay kid who hasn't had a problem with this at all. You sign a contract. The honor code is you won't fornicate with opposite sex or the same sex. You live by a code, the rules, the Bible, essentially. And if you can agree with that, you sign the dotted line, you get the free money to go to school, you get a better education. But my theory is, I thought about it a couple of days, my theory is that the LGBTQ is trying to end these charter schools, get rid of the money, and force those people now to go into the public school system where they can continue the indoctrination process to their lifestyles and their agendas.
Well, and I just posted up a story today. New York Library plans LGBTQ re-education program after community rejects drag queen story hour. Now, there's one glaring obvious point here about this. Activists in Rye, New York, have successfully averted a showing of drag queen story hour in their community library. But the library is pushing back with the LGBT re-education program meant to indoctrinate young minds into perverted lifestyle. Now, the activists, including Citizen Journal Robin Janovich and Tom McDermott of the Rye Record, questioned a showing of Drag Queen Story Hour scheduled for the library on February 8th. Are families likely to bring their young children to a program that uses drag queens to focus on inclusivity? Why are we foisting conversations of inclusivity on children that young? Are we replacing bedtime stories which take children out of themselves and out into each other, far more interesting worlds, with discussions of sexual differences when they're innocent sponges? The proposed Story Hour event was geared toward children ages 3 to 8 years old and was billed as a teaching experience to celebrate difference, learn empathy, and create crafts, and celebrate diversity while building confidence in self-expression. What a load of BS. Citizens in Rye started asking questions and began to cause a stir among the community as people began to question why these perverts were being allowed to intimate access to children. I don't know why they used the word intimate, but there it is. What happened to bringing joy and delight to our children and grandchildren rather than assaulting them with political correctness? In the Me Too movement has taught us one thing. Isn't it that men dressing up as women for entertainment isn't progress? I don't think that it is. This activism resulted in the event being postponed, but Rye Free Reading Room, this is what they're calling it, Rye Free Reading Room, director Chris Shoemaker, announced that they would instead bring in educators to push the LGBT propaganda instead of drag queens. Oh, so you don't, it's not the message, it's who's presenting the message. After looking at all the feedback and considering we should be using an adult performer to spread this message, Shoemaker continued, I decided that the library should pause and refocus on engaging different educators. Well, wait a minute. Educators from where? Schools? Where's the biggest problem in this country right now, Steve? Our children are being indoctrinated by these communist perverts. But see, that's not mentioned in this story. Oh, it's just the library. Well, wait a minute.
Well, you know, John, they've taken a poll. They've asked young teenagers. They're not religious. They're anything but. They might call themselves spiritual more so. But religion is losing numbers of people, and the young people are not going to take over for those who are leaving the church or deceased. They're not filling up the pews there. And they asked them why they're not interested in church. And they said they associated the facility, the church itself, the building, with discrimination and a building that holds people that hate others. And this is the indoctrination process. You know, I've always said from the very beginning, the bottom line, the goal of the LGBTQ is to end religion, to kill religion off, to kill Jesus off, to kill God off, because they cannot debate the issues of the Bible. They can't debate it.
Okay.
In the literature. It says man shall not lie down with man. Okay. Woman shall not lie down with woman. They can't debate that.
Okay.
So that book has to be shelved. It's a hateful book. It has to be burned. They're looking at Fahrenheit 451 on the Bible in the future if we don't stop them.
Steve, I cannot disagree with you, but here's the problem. Where did this come from that these school boards and these school districts gave themselves permission to go in and indoctrinate your children? This is not about sex education. This is about pushing them into other sexual venues. Where did they have the authority to do this, and why is it still going in our going on in our public schools?
They never had the authorization.
No,
they never allowed anybody to even decide on that. They'll never, when they don't want you to have the ability to make a decision, they'll just take your vote away, and they'll make the decision for you. Like I always said, silence is implied consent, and you and I agree that in these districts here, people need to show up at these PTA meetings and put these people on the hot seat. How dare you make a decision without even consulting me at all? Mm. And we're not talking about institutions. These institutions are supposed to be for reading, writing, arithmetic, and history. The correct history, by the way. No lying, fake news history. We're talking about real history here. And they're taking away that decision-making. They've made the decision. While the kid is in school, they own them. They own their minds, and they're starting very, very young. This is the indoctrination program. They say the children are the future. Yes, they are, but they're starting with the child to mold the child to a way of their thinking, their liking.
Steve, what have I said all these years? Homosexuality is a learned experience. You know, I have said that I have seen people in my life that somehow their genome ladder was a little bit screwed up. something was missing. They're a little bit too feminine or a little bit too manly. But this was more biological than anything else. I've said this and I'll say it again. All this exposure to all these different little perverted things that they want to call. And by the way, to your argument here, you know, they don't believe in Jesus and they don't believe in God or whatever. How about believing real science? Let's do a little experiment. Let's take my dog Fido, which is a male, and put him in a cage with my next door neighbor's dog, Soapy, which is also a male. Let's put them in the same cage and see if they'll propagate. Do you think they will? Do you think they will, Steve?
No.
Well, case closed. So we've eliminated the Jesus and the God argument from that. Let's go to natural law. See, there isn't any argument that you can give these people that they won't ignore or they won't gloss over, and their program of indoctrination, and again, folks, perfect opportunity to repeat something that I've said probably 5,000 times. If I had a dollar for every time I said it, I could pay the bills for this network this month. And that simply is that what's going on here through the public school system, this is one of the planks of the Communist Manifesto, ladies and gentlemen. Now, it wasn't really obvious, say, 10, 20 years ago. 30, 40, 50 years ago, it was unheard of. They were still doing corporal punishment. They were still whacking kids' backsides with straps and wood paddles. Oh, my God. Tough love. We can't have that anymore. But where are we at today? They're using the system, and you're paying for it, folks. They're using your money to indoctrinate your children in this public school system, and it's got to stop. Now, you said something that was very important, Steve. They have absolutely no authority to do this. This is why I'm telling people, walk into your school board meeting and rip these clowns apart. Threaten to sue them. Do whatever you can do to stop them.
Make their lives uncomfortable.
Oh, and you know what? They can call me a homophobe and they can call me anything they want to. That ain't going to stop me.
You know, John, it's interesting. They use the religious sector here to take down them, the religious sector. They started off with a little T word. The T word is called tolerance. They started with the religious organizations saying, you know, what they wanted to do this and this. And so, well, now we have these guidelines here for our religion. That's against our faith. We can't say that. Well, they use that old T word, tolerance. And then tolerance leads to affirmation and acceptance. And so, look, this is where we are right now because of the T word, tolerance. And now we try to push back and put our foot down and say, no, they want to end religion. They flat out want to end religion. They want a godless world because their lifestyle doesn't play into religion. It does not play into any religion. There are no religions that I know of that condone homosexuality. Not one. Not one. And they can't have that because they can't debate it. So they play the card of discrimination. You're hateful.
Yep.
Because you hold on to a belief, a faith, you are a bad person. You're discriminating. I'm none of those things, but I do have a faith and a belief set, and I'll be damned if I'm going to have somebody twist my arm and say, you are going to give that up. It's not going to happen. And you're right. People need to end up at these, go to these PTA meetings and put these people on the hot seat and file a lawsuit. This whole thing in Florida here with the $128 million that is now gone, it will affect all the kids down here who want an education. And when they close down these charter schools, they'll be forced to go either to homeschooling or they'll have to go to the public school system. And they're right in the hands of these people, these manipulators, for the public school system to indoctrinate their children to their agendas.
All righty. We'll take the break here. 800-313-9443. I want to cover this next. Ooh, a hate hoax. Black man charged with insurance fraud after claiming his car was vandalized with the N-word. Woo! Jesse Smollett, anybody?
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Another ragtag band declaring independence. Laid their bodies down on a bloody war, and liberty for their descendants. Thanks to the
I need my house painted. I think I'll go out and paint the N-word on the side of my house and then turn it into my insurance company. From WREG, South Haven man who reported racist graffiti on vehicles charged with insurance fraud. A Mississippi man was charged with insurance fraud after he reported racist graffiti had been spray painted on two of his vehicles. South Haven officers were called to Marcy Louise Drive on February 4th after a man named Trumaine Foster said he woke up to find his vehicles had been spray painted. His pickup truck had two N-gers painted on it, and the car was painted with a phrase, leave N and Trump. I don't know exactly what that's supposed to mean. Well, he was taken into custody Friday and charged with insurance fraud and tampering with evidence. But South Haven police stopped short of explicitly saying Foster was responsible for the graffiti. The DeSoto County Jail System listed Foster, who was African-American. No, saying ain't so. They listed him as being white, according to the WREG report. I mean, this, you folks, here's the report.
Yeah, and possible being the key word there, because we've been pressing police, but they won't come out and explicitly say whether or not they believe this guy did this himself. We did uncover some, do some digging tonight, though, and we found out that he actually, he works with paint for a living, but there's just no painting over this one. He's spending the night in jail. Ugly word spray painted on a South Haven family's vehicles February 4th. And now, possibly, an ugly and unexpected explanation for them.
That it was a hoax just kind of made us look silly.
Friday morning, police arrested Trumaine Foster, an African-American man, and the owner of this slur-covered truck, who in an ironic twist is listed as white in the DeSoto County jail system. He's charged with insurance fraud and tampering with evidence, leading some to ask,
did he stage this thing?
The N-words and Trump reference have since been removed, but this is one of the spray-painted cars we saw a woman driving off it, not answering questions.
Why would he do this?
To make something up, that just does not make sense to me.
Investigators may be thinking Foster's line of work can shed light on this. We've learned he owns this body shop in Olive Branch. Multiple people in the automotive community tell us he specializes in painting cars.
I didn't even know he painted cars for a living.
One person tells us he even painted his wife's car after it was sprayed with racist graffiti.
Okay, well, I mean, there's no... That's just embarrassing. It's absolutely embarrassing.
Foster's neighbors in the Lakes of Nicholas subdivision hate to think the worst, because the spray paint left more than ugly words. It left an ugly stain. An entire community wasted no time erasing.
In the silver lining of it was nice to see a neighborhood come together for one of our neighbors.
And in just the last 2 hours, Foster had to pose for another mugshot, this time wearing a yellow jail uniform. No bond's been set for him, but he does have a court date. That's going to be on Wednesday. For now, we're live in Hernando. Luke Jones, WREG News Channel 3.
Now, you know what's fascinating about this? The guy paints cars for a living, but he uses a spray bomb on a car that's painted with clear. Steve, that paint comes off. So supposedly this guy repainted his wife's car. No, he didn't. But
yeah. Well, we've seen this on college campuses with the anti-Semite stuff. I remember where they found some Jewish college kids who would spray painted all kind of stuff on cars, and turns out there were some cameras, I guess, caught them. Nothing ever happened to them. You know, sad, but
well, and
staging the incidents.
Well,
for themselves.
Talking about staging incidents, years ago, I used to work as a glazer. And for those that don't know what that is, I'd replace glass and things, you know, like storefronts. You ever seen those big, huge sheets of glass?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I was one of the people that would install those things, or countertops in stores at your donut shop, or whatever the case might be. If it was glass, I would work on it. Well, what we found out was there was unscrupulous glazers out there that owned businesses, and they would go out at night and shoot holes in storefront windows so they would have more business. I kid you not. Yeah. But now that they've got cameras everywhere, they got cameras on cameras now, you know, it's harder to get away with that sort of stuff. But,
you know,
I knew that years ago. Unscrupulous business owners, whether you apply that to politics, like, oh, the synagogues across the nation magically got painted with Nazi insignia.
Right.
Yeah, and look who was doing that. Or the churches that were getting burned down, and these guys are going, well, I'm a pastor at this church, and I don't have a church anymore. Some racist character burned it down, and come to find out it was either him or he arranged it with one of the parishioners for an insurance.
Or Jewish cemeteries. Jewish cemeteries.
You know, if you notice, Steve, less and less of this is starting to happen. There was a pattern, and it was repeating. Another one, has anybody noticed? We've not had another Las Vegas shooting, because we finally wised up, and we know the false flags when we see them now. Wow. Amazing. Perception is reality. But what if that perception being put out by people wasn't designed for reality, for you? It's designed for a purpose.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Well, there's a guy out there by the name of Solomon doing a good job. It's called the TST, and Solomon reports Nunes, House reps preparing criminal referrals against Mueller prosecutors.
It appears that Republican members of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence have grown weary of how slowly Attorney General William Barr is moving and are now prepared to force his hand. House Republicans have found evidence that Russia Special Counsel Robert Mueller's team may have misled the courts and Congress and are considering making criminal referrals, asking the Justice Department to investigate those prosecutors. Republican Representative Devin Nunes of California, the former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, told Just the News that his team has been scouring recent documents released by the FBI, including witness reports known as 302s, and found glaring evidence that contradicts claims the Mueller team made to courts and Congress. We're now going through these 302s, and we're going to be making criminal referrals on the Mueller dossier team, the people that put this Mueller report together.
What country is this guy from?
Said during an interview on the John Solomon Reports podcast that aired on Tuesday. Nunes specifically reacted to a story in Just the News disclosing that FBI interview memos of key figure George Papadopoulos show he was helpful in trying to locate a witness named Joseph Mifsud, but that Mueller's prosecutors portrayed Papadopoulos as trying to thwart or frustrate the investigation's efforts to question Mifsud. The new FBI memos provide our first evidence of the Mueller team lying to the court. It's a lie. It's a total lie. Nunes said, referring to the Mueller team's claim that Papadopoulos...
Whoops. Well, you didn't need to hear the rest of that. But Steve, I have a question here.
Sure.
Why just the prosecutors? Why not the head of the CIA? Why not the head of the FBI?
Well, that makes perfect sense to me. But, you know, quite often the big fish always gets to swim away. They have to have a low-level person to take the fall.
Yep.
So that's the only I can come up with.
Well, I think the American people have pretty much had it with letting the big fish go. I give you 2008 banking crisis. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Chance in West Virginia. Hello, Chance. Hello, Chance. Chance, are you there?
Yes, hello, John. Hello, Steve. There's something wrong with the phone, apparently. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, hello, John. Hello, Steve. John, I don't know if you had the opportunity. First of all, I'm glad you're feeling better. I don't know if you had the opportunity.
No, this isn't live. This is Memorex. I died 2 days ago.
in the current American free press, I suggest, John, if you don't want a relapse of your flu, you skip over page 22. There's a picture in full living color of Mayor Booty Plug there planning a big fat lip lock on his quote-unquote husband. Can you believe it?
Whoa. Chance.
Yep.
What are you relaying to us here?
There is a picture of May in the current American Free Press on page 22 of this Mayor Booty Plug planning a lip lock on his quote-unquote husband.
Oh, okay. All right.
What a disgusting picture. I suggest if you don't want a relapse of your flu, you skip over that page. John, on your network, you had a guest. This is relating to the corona beer virus there. You had a guest on your network. I can't recall what show. His name was Scott Tips. He runs the National Health Federation. He puts out a magazine called Health Freedom News. Now listen to this. On the cover of that magazine, he's got some statistics. Your chance of developing symptoms or dying from the menacing coronavirus that now threatens global human populations is 0.00000174.82% for symptoms, and 0.00000001137% for death. What do you think of that?
I think that there is an agenda. I've even seen reports that FEMA is being activated in this country. Remember years ago when we got wind of they wanted to use sports stadiums as temporary holding facilities for whatever reason? Well, the quiet conversation now is again, and this is testing, what I think this is about is testing the American public and their ability to say, what? FEMA, United Nations going to get more involved. Well, World Health Organization is going to have more control. You know, now we're coming up with budgets to combat this thing, and I haven't heard anything sane. They want $2.5 billion, and Democrats are already saying that's not enough money. Not enough for what?
Ka-ching, ka-ching.
I mean, this whole thing.
They wanted between $4 and $8 billion, John. That's what they were requesting, $4 to $8 billion.
Oh.
They're just trying to find a way to shame Donald Trump because he only offered $2 to $2.5 billion. But I think you're right. I think this is kind of a psyop to see if they continue to do the rhetoric, the 24/7 spin of this. Can they convince people, even though you should be able to see through this the numbers themselves, but beyond that, can they convince you that this is a crisis? And it's working. It's working.
Yeah, it's not a crisis. About the virus. It's not about the virus itself, as I suspected. It's about how they're going to deal with this, taking rights away from the American people. I'm pretty much convinced of that. And, Steve, the answer to your question about the children with the seatbelts on the school bus, the reason why they don't enforce that, I think it's obvious, is because they can't shake down the little people for money. They have no incomes. Their parents aren't present on the bus. They have no money. They can't shake them down. I mean, that's how much they care about little children, especially their lives. See what I'm saying? It's all about money. If they had to take legal action, who are they going to sue? The school bus driver, the bus company, the Board of Education? See, they don't want to do that. They only want to fine the parents who have an income and steal money out of their wallet. That's the reason why, you know, that's the answer to your school bus seatbelt question. All right, John, I'm glad to hear you're feeling better, and thank you for taking my call now.
Thank you, and I thank you for your recent donation. Thank you very much.
You're more than welcome, John. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Chance.
By the way, I'm looking at AFP's site, and I'll have to check the newspaper. That photograph, I thought it was referring to, they had a photo of Pete doing lip lock, and that's why I asked for a clarification on that one. It's,
well, you and I spoke earlier, and like I said, I think the Iowa flip there, it's not feasible, it's not possible to that Pete Buttigieg should have won the Iowa caucus. You know, in the liberal areas, Pete Buttigieg would be fine because their thinking is okay with his lifestyle. They're no problem, but I think there was a little test to see if we could flip it and test the technology here, and they decided to, let's see if we can get Pete Buttigieg to win the Iowa caucus, the first one. And everybody was shocked and stunned to say, how is this possible? He won, and there was some hokey-pokey going on there. I think it was a little experiment, myself.
Very well could be.
Prior to 2020, to try some new stuff out, new technology. This is a primary. This is just a caucus. Let's see if we can flip it. Let's see if this stuff works.
Well, guess what they're doing, and I warn people of this. Let me see if I can pull up the story. In the meantime, let's go to John in California. Hello, John.
Hi, John. Glad to see you back, Steve. How are you doing?
Doing great.
Going back to the school bus thing. I'm a retired school bus driver in California.
Mm-hmm.
And they got two types of buses, like the big ones, the 40 to 50, they call type ones. They haven't had seat belts for years. They've talked about maybe the newer ones doing it. I don't know. Some of the time is the different numbers of kids they can fit in there, including adults. You know, you put one down and you can fit up to three people in a seat sometimes. It wouldn't work, but I agree. The other thing is the type twos, with all the special needs kids ride on, they have seat belts. They're required. Because of what they are, and sometimes you've got seats, child seats in there that have to be tied down, besides wheelchairs. But that's the reason for that. Any of the story you talk about the drag queens, are you aware, this was a story back in December in American Free Press about a drag queen or a man that dresses like a woman in a Willis, Texas high school, that they brought in, the cosmetology department brought this person in to teach makeup, and used the man Lynn Adonis, used the Pusido name. I guess this person also was filmed dancing in a strip club too. But the big thing about this, parents were up in arms. But an English teacher and some of the faculty, they rallied around to close ranks and. This English teacher made the comment, let's be honest, some of you don't know what's best for your kids.
Mm.
And he said they're not required, especially the parents who would be against bringing their kids into the class to listen to this person would be called bigots.
Mm. Well,
comments.
John, I just know one thing. I'll go back to what I said earlier. if the parents, you still have school-age children in the schools, you should be very angry and you should be doing something about this. If your children, your grandkids are in school, you should be right next to your son-in-law, you know, daughter-in-law, whatever. You should be in there and just absolutely flaming ass mad about this because there is no basis for this. They are doing this unchallenged. And since it is not a requirement, this is very easily to bust this thing up. And all I'm seeing is stories about drag queens and libraries. No, I want to start seeing the stories of the angry parents showing up at the school meetings, at the teachers' conferences, at the school board meetings. I want to see them and ask them the question, where do you get off determining and trying to sway the opinion of my child with your sex education? Who gave you the right? Where is your moral high ground on that one?
Absolutely, John.
I'm just tired of this. Too many people have put life on automatic, and they think just because they hear the bad news that somehow that's going to change something. It changes nothing. The activist out there, and you can be a one-person activist. This is something you can do all by yourself.
Agreed.
You don't need five people to go in with you to give they only give you a couple of minutes any damn way. They've already limited what the amount, not the content of what you're saying, but the amount of time that you have to say it. And you don't need...
Well, you know, masculinity is being attacked right now. It's toxic. It's a bad thing. And
yeah.
When you talked about teaching makeup to men and everything, you remind me of that movie with Patrick Swayze and Jackie Chan was a Tu Wong Fu. Guys dressed up as women trying to portray, you know, women. Yeah, you're right, John. You could be an army of one. You have the ability to stand up and speak and push back at these people, and they've made a decision because people are not doing that. They're not being vocal. Silence is implied consent.
Yep.
You need to unite with others who feel the same way. I'm sure there's a lot of people who feel the same way. They don't want drag queens coming and doing story hour and teaching their children.
Steve.
I mean, but they need to unite and forget the stupid word of tolerance. All right, just put that shelf that word tolerance. Now, I've said make 2020 the year of increasing your intolerance. I'm stealing it from Vincent Finelli, but I'm making my year, this year, the year 2020, to increase my intolerance, push back harder on these people, stop their agenda.
You know, John Statman has this wonderful way of being rudimentary and down and dirty with just common sense. Okay, this problem we have in our schools right now, the perverts are disrupting your children in some of the worst ways. Now, how does that get stopped? How does that problem get fixed? Steve, let me give you a John Statmiller corollary here.
Okay.
If your car is sitting in the driveway and it doesn't start, do you think by waiting it's going to fix itself?
Nope.
Well, how long are you going to be tolerant of that crass attitude by your car by not cooperating with you? When you got in to turn that key and it didn't want to start, you're just going to sit there with your arms folded until that damn thing decides to work for you.
Right.
This is the same thing. In my mind, this is the same thing. Here is something that's broken, that's not being fixed, and people are sitting around looking at each other going, isn't that a shame? They're going after the children. This is how countries are flipped, ladies and gentlemen. This is how communism takes effect in countries. Do we not see that and understand that? And why we still have the ability to stand up and speak, threaten to sue, threaten to rip their hair out of their head. I don't care, folks. I'm not into committing violence against anybody. But I want this stopped. And there are tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of you out there that know the score. What have you done lately, baby? What have you done lately for our country?
Well, John,
Thank you, John. I appreciate your call.
You have to agree that the children are the future, like that song, Teach Them Well. They are the future, like who was the female? Whitney Houston. They are the future. They know they can't convince you and change your way of thinking, John, and other John in California. They cannot change you. They're not going to waste their time trying to change your viewpoints They already know where you feel, what you feel about these issues. So what they do is, for the future generations, we will mold the child to the way we want. That's why they're emphasizing children. They know you're going to die, and the future is with them. They're going to change those children to their way of thinking.
And I have said in the past, and it's worth repeating, that they screwed up. They should have just backed off and just continued with their program until they got everybody dumbed down. There is now, the whispers in Washington, D.C. is, well, they want to get rid of the Electoral College, and they just want to make it a direct vote. Oh, goody gumdrop on that one. How much more are we willing to stand by and watch these creatures that claim authority and wisdom over all? When are we going to step out of that? I'm a victim, and I guess I'm going to stay a victim. When are we going to stop doing that? You're not a victim. You're just an unheard of person yet. They have not heard from you yet.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle.
Tex Mars outfit, Power of Prophecy. Sorry that Tex is gone. Good man. Jerry Barnett has taken over operations at Power of Prophecy. In the latest edition they put out, well, a satanic plan beckons. In 1994, then First Lady Hillary Clinton published a book, Ghost, written by Barbara Feinman. Any doubt there, folks? Entitled It Takes a Village and Other Lessons Children Teach Us. This new age mindset took the country by storm. In it, the book explains that society shares a responsibility in raising your children. Each member contributes life lessons to the young and impressionable. Really? The young and impressionable? You're going to confuse them on what sex they are and what their preference is at the age of five? Really? Moreover, it promotes many socialist ideas such as gun control, minimum wage increases, universal health care, and many other government-driven social causes. This drivel spent 18 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list, and Mrs. Clinton won a Grammy Award, I wasn't aware of this, for Best Spoken Word Album. Evidently, she voiced her own book. She didn't write it, but she voiced it. And this is what Tex wrote back in 1991. How prophetic. Parents who protest are labeled ignorant fundamentalist, and they're deemed troublemakers. They're pointedly told it's none of your business by angry teachers groups such as the National Education Association, and even by local PTA groups. Rejected parents crawl into their shells, hurt, confused, perplexed, and saddened. There's nothing we can do, they conclude, nothing. Well, that's a bunch of balderdash, folks. You've heard me say this. I've said it 10,000 times. Can't fight City Hall? If there's enough of you, you can go literally pick it up, go rip it off its foundation, and move it wherever you want to. It's yours. This is our country. Doesn't belong to a bunch of... Steve, I don't even know what to, I don't even know what the hell to call these people anymore. Just when you see the most outrageous things and their lame excuses for promoting it, I don't even know what the hell to say anymore.
Yeah, it is bizarre. Things that we thought we'd never see are becoming quite... Well, it's becoming the new norm. I hate when used to hear that term, the new norm. The new norm is this. And look at your TV, all the programming, all the homosexual shows, starting off with Will and Grace and then Big Bang Theory. And you've got a dozen or more out there, and desensitizing the people through through TV, through the programming. And until you finally just accept it. I don't know. It's bizarre. I if it's this bad now, what's it going to be in 10 years from now? I just don't know.
Well, I can tell you where this country is going, and I can tell you the reasons why it got here. But what I'm hearing less and less of is, okay, Houston, we have a problem. We better fix this problem, it's going to consume us.
Right.
And this is why I was so hard on the Phyllis Schlafly group. Half of the states in this country don't even have, chairs for her organization that she started.
Chapters, right?
Yeah. Half of the states, folks, in this country.
Eagle Forum the same way, too. They could do more.
And that is Eagle Forum, yeah. That is Phyllis Schlafly's group, yeah. Right. All right, well, Steve, I appreciate it very much. Thank you, my friend. And
pleasure, sir.
Thank you for sitting in for me last Monday. I sat down with the full intention of doing a show, and I went home, went to bed, and I didn't crawl out of bed until Thursday morning. All right, that'll do it for us today. Thank you very much for being here. Thanks, Steve. We'll see you all tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. We'll see you then.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.